At the American Peanut Council's meeting in Washington last week, Mark Moore, CEO of MANA, told the attendees that MANA, which has a processing plant in Fitzgerald, Georgia, plans to expand. MANA plans to invest $3 million in the expansion, which will double the space right now up to 50,000 square feet. Moore said we expect to double again in 5 years. MANA is the largest producer of ready-to-use therapeutic food, RUTF. It's for children with severe malnutrition. MANA is introducing the new product called HSP, Humanitarian Supply Ration. He said recent projects in Puerto Rico indicated a need for a peanut product fortified with twice the protein. It'll be used by other patients as well, including cancer patients and projects with FEMA. While in Washington, Jeff Johnson headed up a committee that visited with USAID, asking them to buy more therapeutic foods for hunger around the world. The USAID, they found out, has a $4 billion budget, but now only spending about $37 million in the peanut area. Johnson said that in the past, they've favored products made with corn, wheat, and soy, but recently they recognized that peanut is the world's cheapest vegetable protein. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.